Christian types in the security code for his gated community. I'm familiar with this neighborhood. Homes average about 5,000 square feet, with large lots and impressive pools. What's most special about this particular community is the privacy it affords. That's why many celebrities and sports stars live here. Staring out the passenger window, I notice that each house is larger than the next. When we reach the end of the cul-de-sac, Christian turns up a circular drive, parking in front of his two-story brick colonial nestled within dense woods. This is what's known as the realtor first look. If I were a potential buyer, I'd be pretty damned impressed. Immaculate landscaping accentuates his gorgeous home, as do a set of exterior gas lamps that flicker a golden hue while illuminating a breathtaking entrance of solid wood doors featuring wrought iron. Why is the Christian Chase working so hard to impress me? He's the tall, dark, and handsome hockey god with a broad frame, tight abs, impeccable clothing, and unique hazel eyes that make my insides flutter every time they change color with his mood or change of setting. Christian is sexy as hell, rock hard, and kisses like no one I've ever known. I swear he is temptation incarnate. And I am tempted. Very, very tempted. That's before he opens the door of his SUV for me like a hunky gentleman. I'm certain he has no idea who I am. He doesn't know I come from wealth, that my family is the Ellis Corporation. At least my father is. He's the third-generation owner and CEO of a company that began down south as a home builder and has blossomed into a multi-billion-dollar real estate investment firm in Manhattan and the tri-state area. Among my father's many properties was the land he sold to the Nighthawks at a hefty profit. What used to be a huge shopping mall with several strip centers is now the premier hockey home of the New York Nighthawks. Thanks in part to my imposing, not-so-dear dad. I follow Christian through the massive front doors and the lights automatically turn on, in a dim mode. Neat trick. My brownstone has light switches, nothing automatic. So not only is this guy sexy as hell, but he is way trendier than me. His keys jangle as he drops them in a bowl on a table near the door and a dog barks. Its claws slipping against the sleek stone floor prove that it is running toward us.
Come here, girl. Christian kneels, and the dog runs right to him, tail wagging. Serena, this is Puck. I adopted her from a local shelter a few months ago.
He scratches beneath the canine's ear.
Her paw was injured, but it's healed. She may never swim, but she's a good girl.
Oh my God, he rescued a gorgeous chocolate lab from a shelter. He can afford any breed he wants, but chose an injured shelter dog. Can this guy be any more perfect?